So yeah, thanks everyone for coming today. My name's Heather and I'm going to say a little bit about my PhD research, and the title is The Dynamics of Communicating Climate Change Information. This PhD started in October 2009, but actually for various reasons I've just started my second year. It sits in two themes within the sport, leisure and tourism capacity building cluster, and that's travel, transport and sustainability and environment and landscape. I'm based in the School of Psychology and my supervisors there are Drs. Anna Rabinovich and Thomas Morton, and the case partner is the Met Office, and we've got various contact points there being Dr. Debbie Hemming and Diego Bigasmeo, and they're based in the Met Office Hadley Centre, and that's the part of the Met Office which focuses on climate research. And also Sarah Tempest and Andy Yateman, and they're based in the communications team. The broad aim of this PhD is to really better understand the dynamics of communicating climate change and the processes that occur within that, particularly when communicating information which contains high levels of uncertainty, as this has been shown to be quite a challenge. So how we're doing it is we're investigating how scientists and climate science communicators approach the process of communicating climate change, and also how audiences respond to information on climate change in terms of understanding and engagement, such as behaviour. So this is examined in the context of sustainable behaviour. The methodological approach I'm taking is a mixture of qualitative and quantitative research methods with various actors relevant to the process of communicating climate change information. So with climate scientists and climate science communicators as messengers of the information and publics as recipients of the information that's being communicated. So really this is a triangulation of research methods and perspectives, and it's also an iterative process. So we learn from one phase of the research and it feeds into the next phase. So currently I've done phases one and two. I'm in the process of analysing and interpreting and writing them all up, but I'm going to briefly talk about the key findings of phase one and one of the studies in phase two to give you a flavour of what we've done so far and what's coming out of the research so far. So for me, it really made sense to start this research at the beginning of the communication chain, and that's talking to climate scientists and climate science communicators to get a better understanding of what they do and how they see the process of communication, what barriers and opportunities do they see, and also what do they see as effective communication. What's for them, both scientists and communicators, effective communication was seen as the audience understanding the message that's being communicated, not behaviour change. However, it's interesting to note that there was no measure of success on whether audiences have understood the messages, and so therefore whether the message has been communicated effectively. Then both scientists and communicators talked about different barriers when communicating with publics. They agreed on some things such as the temporal and spatial distance of climate change, but they also disagreed on some things as well. But one thing that kept coming up is this issue of uncertainty, and they both saw this is a barrier when communicating with publics, but they saw them in slightly different ways. So for scientists, they perceived that there was difficulty in communicating the uncertainties and maintaining that expertise, technical language to non-science audiences. But for communicators, the problem seemed to be the need to communicate the uncertainties and maintaining that expertise, scientific language to non-audiences. So with this and a lot of the other qualitative data, it seems that climate scientists and climate science communicators are following different models of communication when communicating with publics. Scientists follow an informational model of communication, which is very similar to the deficit model, and communicators follow a more relational model of communication where the relationship between the communicator and the audience is important. And then we wanted to test to see whether these different styles of communication influenced how people would respond to climate change information, which contained the same messages. So we varied two things, actually. We varied the communication style. So we had an open communication style, which used inclusive language to represent the relational model of communicating. And we also had a corporate communication style, which was more inclusive language, to create that distance between the communicator and the audience. And we also wanted to see how these played out in conditions of high uncertainty and lower uncertainty. After we presented these fake websites, we measured people's perceptions of the organization in terms of trustworthiness and competence. And these measures have been well documented in social psychology theory in various domains. We also measured belief in climate change and also behavioral intentions, such as I intend to drive my car less, and various other measures. First, we looked at how people perceive the organization in terms of warmth, competence, and morality. And the results show an effect of morality when people are exposed to the open communication style rather than the corporate communication style. So the communicator was seen as more honest, moral, and trustworthy. We also wanted to see if uncertainty influenced people's opinions on climate change, and there was a significant effect on the higher the level of uncertainty, the less likely people are to believe in climate change. So that's what the graph shows. And finally, we were interested in to see if these variations in communication style and uncertainty influenced whether people would engage in sustainable behaviors as a response to climate change. The analysis was on behavioral intentions as the outcome variable, and there was a significant interaction between communication style and uncertainty. So the interaction on the left didn't show a significant interaction between uncertainty and communication style on intentions, but on the right, there's shown to be in high uncertainty conditions, people were more willing to act to the if the communication style signaled morality of the communicator by the open communication style. So that's the light blue bar. And whereas intentions were reduced if the communicator used a corporate style in the high uncertainty condition. That's the dark blue bar. So to sum up, climate scientists and climate science communicators work on different models of communication. Scientists focus on the informational aspects and getting that across, and communicators focus on the relational aspects and establishing that. But what's the quantitative research has shown is that the relational processes are important when considering the message content. The two interact, the relationship between the audience and the communicator and the content of the information. So it might be that addressing what can help overcome the barrier of uncertainty might be that the language peripheral to it and what this signals to audiences about the communicator and how audiences respond to that, rather than focusing on uncertainty itself. Thank you.